It's All Things Considered on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. A Delaware library has canceled a planned program called Drag 101, intended to teach teens about the art form. The class drew hundreds of comments. Some were supportive, others not so much.
Our children are under attack. Right here in Ohio, our libraries are hosting summer reading programs with inappropriate content for underage children to get in touch with their sexuality.
That's Melissa Atkinson, who is running for a Northern Ohio State Senate seat. After they deliberated for 2 weeks with local law enforcement, library staff said they made the decision in the wake of hostile, angry, and threatening messages. Selena T. West is the creator of the class and joins me now. Selena, we just heard one characterization of the class. How would you describe what you had planned?
I would describe what I had planned as a chance for teens who are interested in drag to see what the building blocks of drag look like. So how to build a character, how to style a wig, how to make a costume, how to do makeup, and go over the history of drag through Shakespeare to pop culture and TV and movies. It had nothing to do with gender or identity.
Drag is not inherently sexual, but it can be. It's often done in burlesque bars. Some of the dancing that sometimes accompanies it is risque. How do you respond to criticism like Atkinson's that this sort of performance is inappropriate for a library?
I would say that, you know, drag can be sexual, but so can dance. And there are girls who perform samba dances at 5 years old that are inherently sexy, that are taught, and parents are okay with that. But what we're doing is nothing about sex or sexuality. We're simply going off of traditional drag, what that looks like.
The library also said in its statement that it heard many positive comments. It heard stories from people who wish they had had this sort of program when they were young, messages from teens excited about the program, calls from parents and grandparents who were proud to be in an inclusive community. At the same time, others that aren't so strident as Atkinson, perhaps, said that it wasn't age appropriate. Why can't learning about this sort of art form wait till later?
Because I think there are teens who have questions about the art form now. I mean, drag is exploding in the mainstream media. We have RuPaul's Drag Race, which is one of the highest rated shows right now on TV. And teens are seeing this, and they're seeing it as an example. If I had a program like this, it would have changed my life because I would have seen somebody who was part of my tribe. And I think that's important. There needs to be representation for everybody. And if it's just one student who wants this class, that person deserves to have that class. It's important for people to see themselves. I think if that is something a teen is interested in, we hold classes all over at libraries for people who want to be artists. And drag is art.
You're now moving this class to a comic book store instead. Do you think that's the solution? Just do it in private places?
Well, it's worrying to me because I think it does make a standard. I think it sets a standard that you could call and get anything that you find inappropriate canceled. And I don't think that's the standard that we should be setting or anybody should be setting. I was disappointed in that. I understand the library's position on it. They really wanted this to happen. But when it came to safety, they had to remove it. But I think moving forward, I encourage libraries to try it in public spaces. And, you know, the opposition is talking about tax dollars. But I would say that, you know, the threats that I'm receiving, if that has to go into an investigation by a police officer, how many tax dollars are being spent on that versus my $200 program?
Selena T. West, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.